Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to episode number 2 of the Announcer Mike Racing Podcast. But first, I want to introduce you to our sponsors. Blady Now, do you have a washed out driveway or need a garage approach fixed with gravel? I have a guy for you. Jake Pinkston is your guy. With Blady Now, he serves in Independence County, Stone County, Izard County, Sharp County, Cleburne County, and Jackson County here in the great state of Arkansas. Give him a call today at 870-613-2922 and ask about your free estimate and tell him Announcer Mike sent you. And new to the service, we've got Star One Racing in Searcy, Arkansas. They want you to know they are now building cart lifts and stackers. Stop breaking your back lifting those carts and contact Patrick Kubishik at 501-236-1259. And he also wanted to let everybody know that he will have some of those on hand to display or buy there on April 5th and 6th. So we're going to get the show started. We've got Zachary Alexander and his dad, Alan, on the show tonight, and we're going to bring them on now. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. How about you, Mike?
Doing good. Doing good. Glad to have y'all on. Zach, how long have you been racing, buddy? You bet.
3 years. This is going to be my fourth year.
Fourth year?
3 years. This is my fourth year this year.
Alan, how long have you been racing?
I've been around motorsports pretty much all my life, but I just started go-kart racing last year.
Well, Zach, what's been one of your big accomplishments so far in your young career?
Big accomplishment since how do I say this? Maybe winning a lot at Black Rock, Jonesboro, and a little bit at Tokyo, but I don't know if we're gonna race at Tokyo or not.
Well, what's your favorite track so far?
Black Rock.
All right. Well, there you go, Tyler. He likes Black Rock better. a little feather in Tyler's hat there. But, man, that last time we had a race out there in November, you took a wild spill, but you toughed it up and come back that next night.
Yeah.
So,
you got something to say about it?
So, when I flipped, so it didn't feel very great, but all I gotta say, the next day I just get into my other car and just race. But, like this, I gotta say something. If you ever in a wreck, just like toughen it up and just go straight back to your truck or car.
Well, you for sure toughened up. Well, you for sure toughened it up because you come back at next night like it was nothing.
Yep.
Well, you looking forward to coming out there in April?
Yes, sir.
What class you gonna run this year?
Junior one.
Junior one. Now, is that still the same class you ran last year, or are you moving up a class? Because I get all y'all mixed up. What y'all run? Same?
Same class, but I said I was in junior two, but I took junior two away, so I can't race junior two anymore.
Well, Alan, what class you gonna run this year, buddy?
Probably factory stock starting out, but I'll probably go over to pro stock some. I'll probably run both classes here and there.
All right. Well, have y'all got to race any yet this year?
No, we haven't. We planned on racing the 16th and got rained out, and they rescheduled that for this coming weekend, but unfortunately, we got other plans, so we're not going to be able to make that one. So our first race will be at Black Rock.
Well, we look forward to seeing y'all out there. Any sponsors y'all guys want to thank?
MNC Four Seats. And
that's it. Yeah, we've had some good sponsors come on in the past couple of years. We hadn't really dug out there to get sponsors yet this year. We have one on board this year, which is MNC Transportation. But all the sponsors from the past, we have had Ollie's Record Service, Lions Den, Drive-In, MNC Four Seed, which is also the same guy with MNC Transportation. They've been real good to us. Clarendon Core Supply here in Clarendon. His great grandpa out in West Virginia. We call him Pat. He helps us out some. A good friend of mine, Gino, and his wife, Kim, they live down the road from us here. And we've got a lot of good people that help us throughout and have helped us over the last year.
Well, how far is Clarendon over from Black Rock?
It's about 2 hours.
2 hours.
My driveway, just a little over 2 hours. So we,
that's quite
we travel race wherever we go.
Yeah, when I raced, I didn't travel much in karts. We had it right here in our backyard, and we never, well, there really wasn't that many tracks around back in the early or late 90s, early 2000s when I raced. Yeah. But well, we appreciate y'all coming out and racing with us, and we look forward to seeing y'all. And Bobby says, that is cool. Keep up the work, young man. And dang, he's growing. So, well, y'all have a
great uncle.
That's his great uncle. Well, all right. We appreciate you watching. We appreciate you coming on here tonight. We hope you enjoyed it. And hey, for any future sponsors out there, there's your young man to get on board with. So,
all right. Thank you. We look forward to racing this year and hope to see everybody at the track.
You bet. We look forward to meeting up, man. It's winter's times went by really fast. I can tell you that. It just seems like it was yesterday we're wrapping it up. Well, good luck to y'all this season, and we'll see you there in April.
All right. Thank you. I'll see you. See you there in a couple weeks.
All right, buddy. We all take care and have a good night. All right. That was Zach and Alan Alexander. So, let's see. Let's read some of the comments. Daniel wants to know, where's Black Rock? Black Rock is on the other side of Cave City, Arkansas. If you're coming from, say, the Ball Knob area, you'll hit 167. I can't remember which highway that is. You'll run it all the way to Cave City, turn right at the light, follow all the way till you get to Black Rock. If you're coming from Jonesboro, well, I really couldn't tell you because I can't remember the highways. I'm not good with highways. Even though I'm a truck driver, I'm still not good with highways. Let's see. At least he talks more than Baxton. Also, we want to make mention to the track sponsors at Black Rock this season. Anderson Auto Sales, Renee's Cafe, Sud's Car Wash, J&R Flying Service, Cowlick Salon, Black Rock Fire Department, Black Rock Police Department, Zach's Dirt Work, M&N Elite Excavating, the Black Rock Entertainment Group, Star One Racing, and Blading Now. Also, we want to I want to let y'all know on something as well for all these streams, because I'm doing loyalty programs and I didn't really explain that the last episode. So here's how this works for the viewers. If you like the stream, you get 2 points. You share the stream, you get 5 points. Comment, make a comment such as agree or disagree with our on-air personalities. Ask questions, banter. That's a judgment. You know, sometimes you can kind of just load the chat up with just anything, really. If we do trivia, that's worth 5 points. And here's how it works. Once a viewer reaches 750 points, he or she can get with us. And we have a random draw of $25 to $50 on a gift card. Also note, combined points, both shows, they will be kept separate. So if you're watching this show, you get your points for this show. If you watch the EVA Motorsports, which is our NASCAR podcast on Tuesday, then you get separate points for that. So now we've also going to go into our next segment for any of the racers out there that may have any tech questions, how to get faster or anything like that. Now would be the time. Scott Parker, he can help you out with that. Or if he can't, he knows a lot of people that can. So if anybody's got any questions for that, go ahead and post them in there. Also, we want to let you know that the chips, when you draw in with the chips, those are now sponsorable. You can sponsor a chip. You'll have to get with Tyler on that with the amount, because I'm not sure what, you know, he's asking for. We are sponsoring the 76 chip, which is worth $20 going to that class that the driver draws for. I don't know if Tyler's going to put that towards the winner or if you're just going to get a free pit pass that night. Not sure how he's going to do that. I'm just going to give him the money. He can do whatever. Also, right now we're running a special. It's $50 for 2 months on advertisement. That $50 goes to the purse, which we are now up to $100 on right now, thanks to Blading Now and Star One Racing. But the race coming up, though, April 5th and 6th, the Solar Eclipse Festival, and those payouts right now, not updated. The rookies will have 50 to win, junior 1, 75 to win, stock appearing cage 100, adult stock 150, junior stock 200, pro stock 200, pro mod 200, outlaw cage 100. And don't forget, if you've got a yard cart, bring those yard carts out. That's 75 to win. It's $20 entry fee. Winner only gets that money. So if you got them old carts laying around the yard, load it up and bring it out. Is that's going to be a new class? We're supposed to have some other guests, but they had other things that they had to do tonight. Wasn't able to make it. So we'll try to get some more on next week. The show's wide open this year. I'll take on as many guests that want to come on the show any given night. I know last year I kind of limited it to three to four guests, but I was also working two different tracks, so trying to balance that out. This year we're just going to go wide open. I know some of the shows may be short, like tonight's show. It's going to be a little short. Doesn't look like we've got anybody out there with a tech question. Does anybody out there have any questions? I'll be more than happy to try to answer those. By the way, if you're listening to this on the download, you can always join our live shows here on the Facebook page, the Announcer Mike Racing Podcast page, or Redding Racing Media. Still can't post anything with context on that Announcer Mike page. They keep telling me I'm being the difference between stock and pro stock. That I can't answer. If Scott Parker's out there, maybe he can answer that, or anybody out there that races, because I'm not the tech whiz. I couldn't tell you much the difference between any of them. It's all different from the days when I used to race. Because when I raced, it was all light, medium, heavy. Then you had the stock class. Then you had the modified class. It's all different from what it used to be when I started. I know that we may have a special guest coming on next week. Try to reach out to him. Tyler's going to try to get me in contact with him, but we've got a guy coming from Oklahoma. He's going to be coming out to race with them. Don't know what class or anything like that, but Tyler said that he has been very anxious to get out here. He's been looking forward to it. Justin Brimer, can't wait till our first race at Bobby Holmes Memorial Speedway, Black Rock, Arkansas. Awesome track, great work every time we race there. We appreciate you that. We do appreciate that, Justin. Tyler does a lot of great work out there for sure. Of course, I went out there 2 weeks ago and helped him put up the new light post. And I'll tell you, he does a lot behind the scene. He's out there quite a bit. He's also said he's got a new tool that he's going to use to do the track with this year. So hopefully that'll make it a lot smoother for the racers. So got about 3 more minutes. If we don't get any more questions or anything like that, I'll probably end the show a little early tonight. I do apologize for that. But I do want to touch on something. Even though I may not be the announcer there no more, doesn't mean I'm just going to stiff them because there's no hard feelings there. But, hey, this coming weekend at the Batesville Motor Speedway, Friday and Saturday, March 29th and 30th, we've got the Wimp Reed Memorial for the IMCA Modifieds and IMCA Stock Cars in honor of Wimp Reed, our legendary tech man and former driver who raced at Batesville. The nightly payouts for the Modifieds and stock cars is $1,500 to win, $200 to start. They also had some added money brought in as well. Ken Schrader's going to be there. And I believe $100. Kent's Firestone Fuels. They're adding $400 to the hard charger to the Arkansas factory stock. And best modifieds, $100 each night for these talented support classes. For being hard charger in each class. Thanks to Ronnie and Jeremy Jeffrey for supporting the Wimp Reed Spring Nationals. We got TJ Alexander. Good luck to my little brother, Alan, and my nephew, Zachary, and my cousin, Justin. Y'all go get it, boys. So good luck to them. Our local track is finally open back up. Daniel, what is your local track, buddy? Oh, wait a minute. I know where you're talking about. I just ain't got it in front of my head right now what it is. That's the one that's doing the RC car track and the go-karts in the indoor and outdoor. Man, I can't think of that place's name. But hey, I did have a little deal I brought across to Tyler here back this wintertime. I don't know if he forgot it, if you're watching, Tyler, but it was called the running back through our message right quick because I'm not good at remembering stuff. It's for the kids. Wow. Didn't realize we'd had that many messages. They've been running these things down in Georgia, Florida area. I cannot think of the name of them things, but they're battery powered cars and the juice box class. Let me see if I can pull that up here. I asked him about it and he thought it would be pretty cool. for the kids. That's kind of a sanctioned deal down there. You can look them up on Facebook, Juice Box Division. Let me share the link. And if you got kids out there that might be interested in it, get with Tyler. Maybe we can get this class. There it is. That's the link to their Facebook page. You can go check it out. But I thought it was a pretty cool idea. Those kids get a little racy with them things. They're also on their own, like, rules, set of rules. You have to buy the carts from them. So I don't know what the age. American Motor Speedway, but I don't know what the age is on those things. So, but I'd be glad to sponsor that little class for those kids for sure. But we're 21 minutes in. It's kind of a bland show tonight, and I do apologize for that. We will be back next week for our final tune-up before we head off to Black Rock for the Solar Eclipse Festival. Our next event after the Solar Eclipse Festival will be April 26th on Friday. Then we'll race in May. Then we'll have the special in July. Then we'll race September, October, once in October, once in September. And then we'll wrap it up November 1st and 2nd for the Foothills Festival. But I appreciate everybody watching tonight. Thank you to Zach and Alan Alexander for coming on. Wish them good luck here this season. Good luck to all the drivers out there this year. And we look forward to seeing you April 5th and 6th. But until then, we will see y'all next week. Thanks for watching.